This is Jeffrey Meldon welcoming you to Law Talk Live. We've got a very interesting show today. Our question of the day is, can you be arrested for DUI if your blood alcohol level is under the legal limit of 0.08? And we'll get to that later on in the show. Anyhow, big day. Gator football against South Carolina. South Carolina kicked our butts last year and kind of had the – that was the demise of Coach Dan Mullen. Anyhow, they're back here in Gainesville in the Swamp, and this game means something to us because we have a winning record, and if we win today, then we'll be 6-4, bowl eligible, and we – go up to Nashville and play Vandy next week, and we ought to win that game, right? And then we'd be 7-4, and all of a sudden we'd be feeling happier here in Gainesville and North Central Florida, and everybody will be walking around with a smile.
That is a whole new season, isn't it?
It's a whole new world.
It is.
It's like the Wizard of Oz. Yes. And we'll have glasses that'll make everything look rosy. So anyhow, we're very excited. Today, Meldon Law is having a fan fest right in front of the main entrance to the O'Connell Center, the O-Dome. And come and visit us. We're going to have our Wheel of Fortune up. Everybody wins a prize. Yeah. There it goes. Is it going to stop on a cooler? What do we got? Never know.
You never know.
So anyhow, come and visit us, fan fest. Our Nikki Hathaway will be there with her bullhorn, cheering on the crowd. Nikki, by the way, won a national award last week as the office manager of the year, and the prize for winning it was a brand new Tesla Model 3.
Ooh.
Pretty amazing. Wow. That's a nice little door prize, right?
That's not shabby at all.
Yeah.
That's a nice club to be in there.
Yeah. Nikki worked all year to put together her videos and show the progress she had made at within her career at Meldon Law. And it was pretty cool. There were 5,000 lawyers in the Mercedes Dome. And Nikki came home with the big prize. So we are very, very proud of her. Anyhow, things are great here in Gainesville. I went to the basketball game last night against Kennesaw State. And those guys played tough against the Gators. Mm. It was, a tough game. We won the game by 10 points, and it was fun. Check out Gator Basketball. And if you want free tickets for Gator Basketball games, all you have to do is go to our Facebook page, Meldon Law Facebook, and you can get free tickets for basketball. And we have all kind of giveaways. We were giving away a lot of tickets for football. We gave our last set of tickets away for today's game, but basketball is going to be exciting. Take advantage of it. And then we're going to have gymnastics, which is a huge sport. Anyhow, I want to thank everybody for listening to the show over the years. We are now in our 20th year at Law Talk Live, and we like to bring interesting issues to forebear. So the first question we had for the day was, can I be legally arrested if I am under 0.08? And the answer is yes. And what's interesting is before the cops can give you a breath test, they have to arrest you. So sometimes they'll arrest somebody and they'll be under the legal limit. And the legal limit is not an absolute number. So under a 0.05, you're presumed not to be impaired. From a 0.05 to a 0.08, there's no presumption in favor of either side. And a 0.08 or greater, the presumption is in favor of the prosecutor, the state, that you're presumed to be impaired. However, there's always defenses and arguments that can be made to contest that fact. So it's very interesting how the laws evolved and what people think. But as soon as a police officer asks you to take field sobriety tests, you're probably in trouble.
So where in that 4 to 8, that middle range, if you're not, we're not over the line yet, but is that where that the technical term of under the influence, now is that officer's prerogative at this point to kind of figure out based on your actions, how you're acting, what you're doing, how you were driving? Is that what comes into play?
Well, that actually leads up to the officer making a decision that you were impaired.
Gotcha.
And a decision to arrest you. Then once you're arrested, then the officer can give you the breath test.
Mm-hmm.
However, if you're under the legal limit, the officer does not unarrest you.
Gotcha. Okay.
And there's other reasons right. You can be impaired. First of all, a .08 is just a number that's mm-hmm. set. And there's some people that do fine at 0.08 and other people that are sloshed at a 0.08. So it does depend. Right. Also, the law talks about driving under the influence of alcohol or any other substance that impairs you. So it could be drugs. It could be it could actually be something that's legal, like cough medicine. You start taking cough medicine that has codeine in it, and it messes you up, and you have a prescription for it, right? And you're driving around, and you're sloshed because of the you had a cough, and the doctor gave you codeine, cough syrup.
Mm-hmm.
And it messes you up, right?
Which is why if you read the label, it will tell you don't operate heavy machinery while taking this medication. It's there for a reason.
Right, right. So that's a common misconception. Some people think that if you get a prescription for whatever, painkillers or whatever, then all of a sudden you just show that to the police officer and say, I'm prescribed this. And I guess, well, it doesn't matter. We need to make the road safe for other people. So that's really what it gets down to, Greg, is a safety issue as far as, we're trying to protect the public. And when you and I go out on the road, we don't want somebody that's drunk hitting us. So let's protect each other.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to take a short break on Meldon Law. And we will be back in 60 seconds. In 1971, we established the Meldon Law Firm, and since that time, the firm has been dedicated to getting the justice our clients deserve after being seriously injured in an accident. Our commitment to this community is paramount, and we won't back down in representing our clients. Meldon Law is the only official injury law firm partner of the Florida Gators, now with offices in Gainesville, Ocala, and Lake City. Okay, we're back. I'm Jeffrey Meldon. This is Law Talk Live, and since we are live, let's get some callers. 877-975-9825. The number is 877-975-9825. Anyhow, Meldon Law is having a great time. Oh, we're out at Williston today as well. There's a Veterans Day celebration out there from 11 till 5 o'clock. We're sponsoring the event celebrating our veterans. And as many of you know, we have a program called Veterans Making a Difference, in which we give away financial awards to veterans through our association with CBS4. And we're very proud of that program. It's in its fourth year now. And we've helped a lot of deserving folks who not only served their country, but when they came back to the States, did amazing things to help build our community. So we're very proud to be associated with that program. A couple other things. We have a book that was written back in 2018 by my son Kerry and myself that we are giving away for free. It's called Seven Mistakes That Can Wreck Your Florida Accident Case. It's a consumer protect, it's a consumer protection guide for accident cases in Florida. So anyhow, it's a comprehensive book, and there's about seven different things that it's intended to help with as far as what to do. Number one, it explains why you should be cautious of insurance adjusters and avoid being taken advantage of after an accident. A lot of times, insurance companies will send people out before they know how serious your injury is, before anything is really evolved. And sometimes it takes a week or a month or longer to know how serious a injury is. So you don't want to just settle it for a couple thousand dollars and be done with it. So we talk about what to do so that you're not taken advantage of. We also explain how to get all your medical bills and lost wages paid. We also explain how to get your vehicle repaired. So that's kind of right in the beginning, right? You don't, your car's destroyed. You want to figure out, how do I get my car repaired? I got to go to the doctor. How am I going to get my medical bills paid? And then some insurance adjusters trying to get your case settled, and you don't even know what's going on yet. And so, of course, we recommend that you hire an attorney, a local attorney who you know, who's been in the community, who has a good reputation. And you can do that. Go look at Google reviews, take a look at different websites, figure out somebody that you're going to be comfortable representing and who's there. And also, you know, we're very proud that we give back to the community, and I think that's an element of trust as well. You know, those lawyers that are, you know, here and you can meet with, and Gainesville has a lot of very fine attorneys. I'm really proud of our team. We've got five attorneys and 30 people on the staff total, so we're certainly equipped to handle major cases and help you figure out how to get back on the road after a serious crash. And the most important thing, and I bring this up time and time again, Greg knows it, uninsured motorist coverage. Don't go out on the road in Florida without uninsured motorist coverage, because the other person who causes the crash is not required to carry any kind of liability insurance to compensate you. The only requirement is $10,000 for property damage. The $10,000 was set 48 years ago. They decided $10,000 in property damage for a car was enough, and it probably was in 1974.
But now, a decent-sized door ding, by the time, unless you can get it taken out without, you know, the paint routine, you're talking a $1,000 repair for your door getting dented. So imagine if you've had a head-on collision.
Yeah, well.
And doing traffic in the morning, it is amazing to me, because I look at this 5 days a week. You would be shocked if you knew how many hit-and-run crashes happen every day in our listening area. Odds are they're not insured.
Yes, yeah. And even if they are insured, if they have $10,000 worth of insurance, that doesn't even get you out of the emergency room door. So it's the good news is we have some great insurance agents around here who are very skilled at helping you figure out what kind of insurance you need. And what I suggest in my book is that first you learn some basics about insurance, and then talk to an insurance agent locally, somebody you can sit down in a room with and talk with. For those of you that don't want to meet with anybody, and, you know, for things that are important in your life, you know, you can do it online, you can do it, you know, other ways. However, when you have the need and there's a problem, wouldn't it be nice to be able to call an insurance agent and say, hey, Joe, this happened. What do you advise? And have somebody who's had 30 years of experience sit there and guide you through it and help you.
I was at an event the other night and ran into my insurance agent because he lives here. He's in the community. He knows me, you know, by name on the street. So if I've got a problem, he knows who I am. Some random person that you get in the roulette wheel of who you call when you've done online purchases, you don't know what you're going to get.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, the same thing applies for attorneys as insurance agents, you know. Most of the firms you see advertised on TV, they have people in other cities that are handling your case. So, you know, and if you say, well, I want to meet that person, well, you're going to probably have to drive to Orlando to meet that person.
There certainly is an advantage in all these things. And obviously, we say it all the time. In life, relationship makes a difference. You get a long-term relationship with your agent or in the case of an attorney, they know you, they know your situation. That's going to be so much more helpful and better for you in the end.
Yeah, the whole idea is when people in a serious crash, it turns their lives upside down and they're trying to figure out what to. And I don't expect that people are going to know what to do. That's, you know, and that's why, you know, a call to us, our phone number, I haven't given it out. I'll give it out now. It's 352-373-8000. That's Meldon Law at 352-373-8000. And by the way, if you want our books, they're all free. The first one I mentioned was Seven Mistakes That Can Wreck Your Florida Accident Case. And the second book is Buying Florida Auto Insurance, a three-step approach to purchasing adequate auto insurance at a competitive price. So they're available on our website as well, meldonlaw.com. Or you can just call the office and leave a message, and we'll send it to you. We're getting ready to go to our second break on Law Talk Live, and we'll be back in 60 seconds. Since 1971, Meldon Law has been dedicated to giving back to our community. Our Veterans Making a Difference program honors the over 20,000 veterans in North Central Florida. We're here for our veterans, our community, and we'll be there when you need someone on your side after a serious accident. Meldon Law, the only official injury law firm partner of the Florida Gators, now with offices in Gainesville, Ocala, and Lake City. Okay, we're back on Law Talk Live. Give us a call, 877-975-9825. We're here live in the studio of WSKY, and we are having a great day. Wow, right now, the Meldon Law team is setting up our fan fest outside of the O-Dome, the front entrance to the O'Connell Center. You'll see a bunch of tents there, and the Meldon Law tent is giving away great swag. So when you're going to the game, stop by and say hello and spin the wheel. We have a great time, and it's really one of the most enjoyable things we do. So check us out. Also, the Meldon Law Facebook page, we're always giving away tickets to all the Gators sporting events. We really support the Florida Gators. We are the official injury law firm partner of the Florida Gators, which we're very proud of. And it gives us an opportunity to support the Gators, which in essence creates all our livelihoods. Because without the University of Florida, I don't know how much would be going on in Gainesville.
It'd be a whole lot quieter, we'll put it that way.
A whole lot quieter. Yeah. If you read the history of Gainesville, Greg, it's very interesting because we certainly were not started as a university city. And in the 1800s, things started to pick up here. Back in the 1880s, 1890s, before that, it was a very rural community with very little city life. And then all of a sudden, you started seeing some people building homes. Well, the Matheson home right behind the Matheson Museum, somewhere around 1854, and wow. I think that's the oldest of the homes that are still up that were in town. And the Bailey House mm-hmm. out on Northwest 6th Street is in the 1850s as well. So anyhow, the history of Gainesville and the University of Florida really got going in the 1900s, even though they say we were founded in 1853. That's kind of a wink-wink.
Right. There were some folks hanging around at that point. So.
Yeah.
We might not have been official yet.
So. Yeah. No, I forget, it was the East Coast Seminary or something like that with four students.
Right. So, you got to start somewhere, right?
You have to start somewhere.
That's right. Start small and grow.
And now what's interesting is the mascot, the you know, Gatorhead for mm-hmm. the University of Florida is one of the top five most recognized symbols in college sports.
That's not surprising. It's so iconic. And again, you know, I'm not from here. I've only been in Florida 8 years. But, yeah, that logo, when you see it, you know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
You know who you found.
So, anyhow. Yep. And it didn't hurt that the Gators had some really big success mm-hmm. Winning national titles in basketball and football and other sports. So, anyhow. We're very happy. And, oh, my God, thank God the hurricane didn't mess up the South Carolina game. You know, it's our last game, last home game of the year, and everybody, we really need a win today. So not only that, the hurricane passed through, so all of our friends from Central and South Florida could come on up and spend the weekend here in Gainesville. So we're having a great time here, excited about what the Gators are doing. Man, we got some good recruiting news this week. I know.
Oh yeah.
The there was a quarterback named Jaden Rashada who was committed to Miami and now is committed to the Gators.
Hey, it's all about forward progress, and maybe all those fans coming into town will help clean up the debris that we had that's all over the place right now. We'll put them to work since
they're
here.
Come out to Sky, everybody.
That's right. We got debris all over the place to be cleaned up.
And,
that's right.
You know, but this is lightweight. This was certainly not what some of our friends had to deal with in other parts of Florida. So we're thankful. I guess, so if you don't live near the ocean or the Gulf, right, mm-hmm. Then you don't get to enjoy the ocean or the Gulf as much.
True. But I know when my wife and I, when we'll go to St. Augustine or down to Reddington Shores on the Gulf side, but like looking at St. Augustine, and we think, you know, someday it would be kind of nice to be here. And then one of these storms come through and you see the road is gone, the beach is gone, and, you know, there's houses falling into the ocean. You're like, well, you know, maybe it's kind of nice there to be right in the middle of the state where it's a little safer.
Yeah.
Not a bad place to be.
I know. It's true, though, because when these big storms come over, they slow down. And all mm-hmm. of a sudden, it's not quite as intense for us.
Right.
Anyhow, we are here, Law Talk Live. I want to give you my tip of the week, though, is call your auto insurance agent. Tell them Jeffrey Meldon suggested that you get $100,000 minimum of uninsured motorist coverage. And if you have substantial mm-hmm. assets, you probably want more than that. It's not costly. It's probably the absolute best insurance you can buy, because it means that you and your family are protected in your own car driving around. You and your kids and everybody else are protected if they're in another vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're, you know, somebody else is driving them around and they're injured, or if there's another crash, any kind of a crash, whether you're in your own vehicle or another vehicle, you're protected. Secondly, if you're on a bike, you're protected. Not a motorcycle,
right.
But a bike.
Right.
Motorcycle people, you got to get your own insurance for the motorcycle, because most people don't realize that it's not covered under auto. It's excluded.
Right.
So if you want to have a good time on your motorcycle, make sure you have separate insurance on your motorcycle to make, you know, to make sure you're protected.
Well, I got a question for you then, since you're talking about different kinds of insurance. I know you've only got a couple of minutes left here, but we hear the term about an umbrella policy. Now, is short-term, Reader's Digest version, what does that really mean? It sounds like you're covered, but who needs one?
Okay. Another name for an umbrella policy is an excess policy. So it's a policy that's in excess of your primary bodily injury liability policy or your primary uninsured motorist coverage policy. So, for example, if you have $300,000 to $500,000 in bodily injury liability coverage, you'll be able to buy an additional $1 million worth of both liability coverage as well as uninsured motorist coverage, so long as you have a large amount of insurance underlying it. So the excess policy, they're interested in protecting you in the 1 in 1,000 event.
Right.
So, you know, 99.9% of cases are settled for $500,000 or less.
Okay.
For about $800, you can buy a $1 million policy.
Wow.
Okay.
Once so it is a bargain that, if you feel you need it.
Yeah. Well, and it protects other people in case you make a bonehead move and vice versa. It protects you and your family. So get our books. Just go to MeldonLaw.com or call us at 352-373-8000. They're short, easy to read. And we make all of our suggestions in one page. So this is going to wrap it up for Meldon Law. We are going to sign out today. One of our 20th anniversary editions on Law Talk Live. And we'll see you next week. And as we always say, go Gators!